And let's head right back over to the phones. Don't want to keep this man waiting. It's the Grizz, Coach Don Griswold from Keystone, here to talk some Wildcat football. Always a fun time with Coach Griswold. Coach, thank you very much for joining us once again here this evening. Sorry we couldn't do this in person. I always know this is one of your favorite events to kind of get out and about and talk to the coaches and everything. But again, thank you for joining us here this evening. How you doing?
Rocco and Tom, thank you for having me. Thank you for providing our young student athletes an awesome experience and all you do for Lorain County sports.
Well, Coach, it is our pleasure. And wow, the gang over there at Keystone, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, softball especially, I mean, you guys are always providing us some entertainment as far as the Wildcat athletics goes. But on the gridiron, I mean, some big shoes to fill with some seniors departing last year's team, and namely Gideon Lampron, who is on the cover of our Forecast magazine this year. He graduates, he's moving on, but you still got plenty of important pieces coming back as well. Let me start with your quarterback, Connor Roddick. I mean, I thought he did a great job as a sophomore taking over the offense. What kind of step forward are you expecting from him here in his junior campaign?
Yeah, Connor's going to be he'll be a senior this year.
I'm sorry, a senior. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was All-Ohio 2 years in a row. He's a great young man, great family, great support system. And now in his fourth year around our program, second full year running the offense, he is he's just dynamite. Can sling the ball, got a great football IQ, and has plenty of weapons to distribute those passes to.
And one of the guys who'll be slinging the football too, obviously Ryan Shackelford, involved in a number of your big explosive plays last season. Of course, he set the track and field world on fire this past spring with a number of achievements. I think that guy could jump from here to Mars if we really gave him the opportunity to. So what does he do for your offense in terms of taking that to the next level?
He solves a lot of problems. That's what he does. And creates them for the opposing team. Now, Ryan's a great young man, 4.4 GPA kid, going to go to Purdue for free, study engineering. It's just dynamic. He can score anywhere, and I'm blessed to be able to go to work with him every day and try to make this team better. But I can't say enough about Ryan and what he does for us on both sides of the ball. Great teammate, great locker room guy. You know, again, he literally can score anywhere on the field, so I'm certainly glad he wears purple.
Don, you know, two studs, and last year you were doing a lot of shuffling up front. Your tight end played some offensive line for you. You got him back out in the tight end spot just to try to fill some holes. Talk to me about the big guys. What do you got back coming back in the trenches, and is there some stuff that you can build off of there?
Yeah, there's certainly our O-line coach, Andrew Hoke, is just a Hall of Fame human being, and he's an awesome, awesome coach. And that group, they have heard a lot of negative comments about they're going to be the reason why we can't win as many games as maybe we have in the past, or they're down, or there's not a star on that group. And they've kind of taken that and run with it. I don't want to say they have a chip on their shoulder, but they certainly have a crack on their shoulder, and they've been working hard. And Coach Hoke has done a lot with them in the off season. They ask for extra things. They hang out together socially. So I love that group. Some great kids. Senior Owen Maiden. Evan graduated, but Owen Maiden is the vocal leader of the group. Got a kid, sophomore Jordan Fulmer, who's going to play center for us. Had a great wrestling season as a wrestling kid. Loves the weight room. Alex Sperling, who's a junior, is a rock for us in there, as is Mason Padine. And a bunch of guys are going to play there, five play at a time, but we're going to have a healthy rotation. Love the identity of that group. They're a little quirky. They're a bunch of wrestlers. They're a little weird.
And that's good stuff. I like hearing that, Don. Give me all the wrestlers you got on the offensive and defensive line.
Sir. Yes, sir. No, it's a cool group, and what was perceived to be maybe a weakness for us is definitely not going to be a weakness.
Don, I want to talk about, you know, since the LC8's formed, you're the only team who've won the football championship. Do you talk about that? Do you say the road to the LC8 football championship goes through Keystone, goes through LaGrange? Is that something that you acknowledge, that you embrace, or is that just something that you wait till you start getting there to start addressing that?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. It's certainly, if you would have told me 3 years ago we would not lose a league game, I'd have told you were crazy. And we have great coaches in our league, and there's a lot of parity. And we've been blessed and fortunate to win all of them so far. We don't quite say it that way, Tom. We say that we're going to get everybody's best shot, and we love that. We know that there's some teams in the league that have a keystone period where they're working on us for 10, 15, 20 minutes a week, and we think that's awesome because the better our opponents prepare, the better that we have to be, and that's the beauty of high school sports, Tom. You know what I mean? It's just they're trying to beat the heck out of us and vice versa, and we're all going to get better because of it, so I don't know if the road for the LCA goes through us, but we know we're going to get everybody's best shot.
That's great stuff. I love when teams commit that certain amount of practice time. What all coaches remember is that they don't have anybody that can simulate Ryan Shackelford and his special talent. So you can put whatever color jersey you want on that scout team player, and that's not Ryan Shackelford over there. So until you get in that game, until you watch and see how special, what a special young man he is, that you really that takes some getting used to. And you've had those kind of athletes over there at Keystone.
Yeah, we have, and they're homegrown, and they're awesome kids. And you're absolutely right. Until you see Ryan in person and actually see him catch it and do his little wiggle and bend the corner and turn on that state championship 100-meter speed, it takes some used to getting – it's time to get used to it. And, yeah, I mean, again, he's a blessing.
Keystone head football coach Don Griswold joins us here on the WELL High School Football Coaches Preview Show. And, Coach, when we talk about athletes like Ryan and Gideon, who graduated last year, and just the caliber of football being played, I got to imagine when you look at the youth level, that starts to get future generations excited about playing for the Wildcats, right? Like, you know, if you're a second, third, fourth grader getting into football at a young age and you're looking at your high school team and they're having this success year after year, I got to imagine that does wonders in terms of your youth numbers.
It does, yeah. Social scientists call that ignition. We would say planting the seed, however you want to say that. It certainly does, and it shows our local kids that a kid that grew up in LaGrange, Ohio, can go on to do awesome things. And we're starting to see that. Our numbers are up on the youth level. Our numbers are up on the junior high level, and it's certainly awesome. It's been fun over the last 15 years to – you know, be part of a lot of people who have raised the expectations of what a successful football season is in LaGrange. And, you know, to talk football in the summertime, not just basketball. So it's been cool to be part of. And, you know, I'm one of many, many people who have a hand in that.
And Coach, this is year number 6 for you at the helm, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yep, you're 6.
How do you evaluate yourself in the program from taking over to where you're at now? Obviously, just being dominant within the Lorain County League, going perfect in conference games, certainly something you could hang your hat on. But just overall, you know, again, heading into year number 6, how do you evaluate yourself and where you've taken this program?
Yeah, that's a great question. If year 6 is the head coach, year 15 total. As an assistant slash athletic director for a couple of years, and now as the head coach. Yeah, I mean, success is relative to what you have. We define success as maximizing your talent, your ability, and those are relative. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to move. You don't know who's going to be ineligible now that, you know, that's a reality again. You don't know who's going to be injured, and it's never flowing set of events and problems to solve, and just try to do the best we can each day and control what we can control. And we have kids that are coachable. And so, you know, those things, kids coming back to the program. But I'd say the biggest way that we look at it is we talk a lot about leadership and, you know, are we producing new leaders, right? So the goal of leadership is to produce new leaders. We always talk about mighty oaks come from acorns. Are we planting acorns? And the answer for the last 10 years or so has been yes. And, you know, I mean, we're talking about Gideon and Christian and Evan and these guys, but, you know, there was a group before them, and there's a group before them, and we see that championship DNA being developed and cultivated and handed down to the next group, and that's something we're really proud of.
Well, Coach, looking at the non-conference schedule here before you jump into Lorain County League action, you guys will be playing host to Northwestern Week 1 at Cloverleaf Week 2, and then you welcome in Lutheran West Week 3. What do you make of that non-conference schedule again before the meat grinder of the LCL gets underway?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's our second year playing Northwestern. They're literally straight south, so that's a natural partner for us. And we've been playing Cloverleaf for 10 years now. We've had some awesome games, some real nail-biter thrillers, instant classics with them. And then Lutheran West, which, you know, we were in the pack together. So a former conference foe. But again, it makes a lot of sense. Our people are familiar with traveling east there, and their people have been out to LaGrange before. And so I love it. I love the balance of it. I love the different styles we're going to see. We're going south, we're going southeast, and we're going east. So I think it's really balanced, and each team presents different challenges and opportunities for us.
Well, I think you guys really define what a non-conference schedule should sort of be all about, right? A little geographic friendliness in there, a former conference opponent in Lutheran West. You're making yourself and the opponents better when you guys meet up. So I really love what you guys do with your non-conference schedule.
Yeah, for sure, and I appreciate that. And, you know, I mean, yes, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You got it. Well, Coach, we'll be excited to see how this season works out for you guys. If I can quickly flip over to my broadcast schedule here, we will be seeing you for the first time this year in mid-September. You guys will be at Wellington on September the 16th, and we will have that one on WEOL, so that one should be a lot of fun. That was a good one last year, so we'll see how that one shakes out this year. Coach Griswold, thank you very much for the time, as always. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck to you and the guys this season.
Rocco, thanks for having me. Tom, God bless. Have an awesome start to your school year, bud.
You too, Don. Thanks. Good luck to you.